Sometimes it's too quiet. Okay, so yes, it is Parshas Tazria. This week we will be learning B'schus a Refu Shalima for Shendel Dvoras Mabas Chayechana, Shol Ruben Ben Gedosasha, Shemir Ben Penina, Rafal Ben Leah, and Aaron Moshe Ben Leah Bela, who Baruch Hashem has shown amazing signs of a lot of positive signs this week coming out of her Yisrael. For Aaron Moshe Ben Leah Bela, she continued to have Refu Shalima. And we continue to daven for and learn for the chaylim, the chatufim, and the cholim. So let's get started. In the beginning of Tazria, it says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe leimor, daver al bnei Yisrael leimor, isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar." So a woman has a baby boy, mazel tov, v'tama shivas yamim ki yimei nidas divosa titma. So she is tame, and then the Torah tells us, "Vayom hashemini yimo b'sar arlaso." The Torah tells us that on the eighth day, he gets a bris milah. And we have to wonder, why do we need to be told again of a bris milah? The Gemara tells us in a couple different places, we learn from here, Uyom HaShemini, even if it falls out on Shabbos, you have the chiv to give a bris milah to your son, and we're docha Shabbos mipnei bris milah. Fine, so let's talk a little bit about milah, and then we will go and we'll head into a little Inyani Pesach as well. Rav Soloveitchik says that there are two components to a bris milah. There's the maisa milah, meaning the mitzvah itself, and then there is the chalos, or the effect that it has on the boy, that he is, I think the word is conferred, the status of being mahul. So what does this mean? So says the Rav, that on one hand, just like there is any other ma'aseh mitzvah we have, to shake a lulav, or to blow shofar, or to put tefillin on, so there's a mitzvah to perform a bris milah on one son, and that's the mitzvah. However, there's also the status, again, that's conferred upon the person receiving a bris. Right? There's a, what we call in halacha like a chalos. Ever hear that one? Like a chalos shem blank. So he has a real chalos. When one shakes a lulav, so you don't change. The gavra, the person, isn't affected in that you did a mitzvah shkayach, right? It's a very litvish approach. Maybe if you're into chasidus, you would say that maybe there's a hisorus, there's an inspiration. A person senses a greater level of dveikus and connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu after doing a mitzvah. But fundamentally, he's the same person before and after shaking a lulav or hearing the shofar or anything like that. After bris milah, a child is now what we'd call a member of the tribe. He's a Jew. He's a real Jew. And he's a ben bris. And now he can enter into the Beis HaMikdash. He can bring karbanos. He can do more things now that he is circumcised. He can eat from the karban Pesach, as we're going to see in just a little bit. So now he's fundamentally different. And we know milah is a fundamental part to the geirus process. If a boy never got the bris milah, so the geirus is never really complete after conversion. So we know the person is fundamentally different because now he's obviously a Jew. So you can't become a Jewish male without a bris milah. There's something lacking to that person. It happens to be, Rav Soloveitchik noted, that these two aspects of a bris are reflected in the brachos that we say at a bris milah. The first bracha we say is the birchas hamitzvah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, asher kideshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu al hamilah. So that's reflective of the birchas hamitzvah, right? There's a maisa mitzvah you have to do just like any other mitzvah we have. Then the second bracha we make, though, is Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Or, as we like to say in school, Baruch Atah Hashem, they're three separate words, not Baruch Atah Nai, but that's just, you know, fine. Soapbox moment there for the Chevra here. Three separate words, guys. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kideshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu l'hachniso b'vriso sha'avram avinu. Now you are part of the tribe, you're one of the real people. You're a real Jew, you're part of Klal Yisrael and Knesset Yisrael. Fine. So we'll hold it there with regards to the idea of bris milah, but we learned that's a little bit about bris milah, and those are the kavana, or not the kavana, but those are the two parts or components of mitzvah milah, and we do that even on Shabbos. Again, we're docha Shabbos even for bris milah. I think it's important to point out, though, as we're heading towards Pesach, that dam Pesach and dam milah are two very fundamental parts of the Yitzias Mitzrayim story. The Pirkei Derbi Eliezer says, and it's also Medrash and Shmos Rabbah, they both kind of highlight that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people to get a bris milah, v'nis'ariv dam ha-pesach b'dam ha-milah, they mixed the blood of milah and the blood of karban pesach, a little gory, I guess. Okay? And then what happened? So the Pirkei Derbi Eliezer says, v'hayu lokhim dam milah b'dam pesach, v'hayu nosnim al mashkof batehem. What was the blood that they put on the doorposts and the what's it called in English? The lentil?
The threshold? No, that's the bottom.
There's something with an L, I think, right? Whatever it is.
Whatever,
okay?
The top, yeah,
right, the crossbar on top. Yeah. So on the doorposts and all, on all three sides. Good. Fine. Ukshavar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lingo Pesa Mitzrim. So he saw the Dam Bris and Dam Pesach, and he was filled in this Mali Rachamim Al Yisrael. And that's what we say at the Seder. Ve'evor Alayach Ve'reich Bispossesses B'damayach Ve'omer Lach B'damayach Chayi Ve'omer Lach B'damayach Chayi. We say that at Bris also. We say it at the Seder, and it was Bischus. The Pirkei Avos continues. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Bischus Dam Bris Mila V'Dam Pesach Ga'alti Eschem Mitzrayim. And in their merit, atem asidim ligo basof. Wow, so we see that Dam Pesach and Dam Mila are pretty, pretty chashuv.
Is there a day that you wouldn't, like you say on Shabbos you would do it, but like would you do it, let's say Yom Kippur?
Yeah, actually, in Shurin, I think it was last year on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, I forget which one it was, but there was a bris in the shul, and
so
it was awesome.
You'll never push it off?
Yeah, there are discussions if a baby's born at different times, being a shemashos, or there are circumstances where you would be doche a bris, but generally speaking, you always do it on the eighth day. Fine. So I wanna draw attention to a couple different marmakomos with regards to the significance of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. So the first one's from here. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, discussing Karban Pesach, v'hayu lechem lemishmeres, Ad arba asar yom lechodesh hazeh v'shachatu oso ko kahal adas Yisrael bein harbayim. So every single Jew, it says, v'hayu lachem uri mishmeres for everybody until the fourth. We would watch it until the 14th of Pesach of Nisan, excuse me, and then we would shecht it. Ko kahal adas Yisrael bein harbayim. Everyone would do shechita then. So it was a mishmeres. Rashi says v'hayu lachem lemishmeres. So the Maharal comments on Rashi. Rashi writes, we really had nothing. We were empty-handed. We had no merits. We had no zichuyos to be zoche to some sort of geula. Okay, quoting a pasuk that we were naked. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvos, dam pesach v'dam mila. So we got mila at night. Shemalu ba'oso halayla. Again, mispossesses b'damayach. Rashi quotes, and then we had karban pesach. And Rashi notes that we were also osik in avodah zarah in Mitzrayim, right? The Jewish people weren't, you know, we weren't like the top shir, it wasn't the lashon, it wasn't like the mir, you know, or shana bet et esh, whatever it is, right? But rather, right, we were also osik in avodah zarah. And what happens? Amar lahem mashchu ukuchu lachem. So mashchu means what? Rashi says mashchu yedechem me avodah zarah. Pull your hands away from avodah zarah. Ukachu lachem. What's that referring to? Tzon shel mitzvah. So get away from the bad stuff. Remove yourself from avodah zarah and get involved in mitzvahs. So says the Maharal something very fundamental with regards to Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Davke ilu shnei damim natan Hakadosh Baruch Hu ligol es Yisrael behem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu specifically gave the Jewish people these two mitzvahs. Ki mitchila hayu Yisrael avadim leparo. We were enslaved to Paro. And not just enslaved by Paro, but we were his slaves. What does that mean? Through the mitzvah of Mila, we were saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're on your team. Shaharei mefarshim tam hamila mipnei shehu os ba'odam shehu roshum lihios eved laHakadosh Baruch Hu. The Mila itself is a sign on a person's body, like we say in benching, v'al brischa shechasamta bivsarenu, the bris that we, you know, put on our body, that we signed up for. Right, we got involved with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol Eved Sarach Shielo Chosem Avdos. The Maharal writes that every single Eved would have like a, you know, he's wearing his team's hat, so to speak. Right, he was saying, I play for this team. Ein Eved Yotze Bechosem Shelo B'Shabbes V'zev Sh'anu Omrim Ba'al Barischa. So the Maharal even quotes Ba'al Barischa Shechasam Tabiv Sarino. So it's clear that the Eved needs to say something. There needs to be some sort of signage that conveys to everybody else who he's playing for, what team he's on, who his master is. So Mila is pretty important. And he writes in other places the chashivas of Mila and what it represents. But he goes on to say that Mila itself wouldn't be enough. Uba Mila l'chud lo sagi. Why? Ki ha'eved tzarech sheyeh oved. Right, what is that? It sounds obvious for a second. That ha'eved tzarech sheyeh oved. V'im eino oved ein kan avdos. He needs to do something. What does that mean? So I always... and maybe you'll have a better mashal. But the mashal that I always thought of was like a sports player. When he signs in free agency, so he does the press conference with his jersey, and, you know, the team, I guess, can begin to sell his jersey and stuff like that in the stores around the city. But Lamaisa, he didn't do anything on the field for the team yet. So he hasn't played a single game yet. He hasn't played a single down yet. So what happens? You can't really call him like a player if he hasn't played a game yet for the team. Ki ha'eved tzarech shehei oved. V'im eino oved ein kan avdus. You can't say he's really a player for the team if he hasn't played a game yet. L'kach nosan lehem ha'pesach shehi avoda. So says the Maral, so therefore we were given Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach is referred to more so than any other mitzvah as an avoda. Right? We say, generally speaking, there's something avoda Hashem, we're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by Karban Pesach, b'chol makom nikra avoda. It says, ma ha'avoda hazos lechem, va'avadata es ha'avoda hazos, b'chodesh hazeh. Throughout several psukim, it's always referred to as avoda, avoda, avoda.
So it's kind of to like start like racking up the
zechuyah,
sort of?
Right, and not just racking it up, like generally speaking, but it's like the first play that he makes. And he's saying now, like he takes that first step on the field or whatever other marshal you want to give, but this is the Jews saying, not only did we sign up for it, but now we're actually acting the part. And Rav Hutner points out, Rav Yitzchak Hutner in the Pach HaYitzchak, says the following, what's his lashon? He says, Be'emes lo matzinu b'Torah shum mitzvah pratis asher tikra b'shem avodastam. No specific mitzvah is referred to as avoda. Yotzi min haklal hu mitzvahs layla harishona shel chag haPesach, with the exception being the first night of Pesach. And he says we're warned, we're like given, you know, mefurash hu's harnu al mitzvahs halayla hazeh b'tzivoy shel stam avoda. So he goes on to say that there are different types of avoda that an eved can do. Yeshna avoda eved hanasis al das harab mipnesha eved nimsa kfar b'shus rabo. There's actions or jobs a person can do because he's already on the job and he's just given a particular thing to do. This is your mission, this is your shlichus, this is your avoda today, and go ahead and do it. But says Rav Hutner, v'yeshna avodas eved hanasit al das harab b'chdei sh'ayidei avodazo. Yikonis ha'eved rishus rabo. Says Rav Hutner, there are certain types of things an eved can do, and that very action is him saying, now I am officially on the team. Just like the Gemara in Kiddushin says, that a master can acquire his eved through a certain maisa, if the eved does something for the maisa. It's not just a stam action that he's doing, but rather it's so much more indicative of the team he's signing up for, the person he's signing up to serve. So in our case, doing the Karban Pesach is us saying, Hashem, I'm on your team now. So we have Bris Milah and we have Karban Pesach. So he says, Ki hamila hisha adam hu nikra eved laKadosh Baruch Hu. The Milah is saying, I am a servant of Hashem, and the Pesach is putting it into action. Aval kasher hu eved laKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu obed boro, zehave eved gamor. Shebishvil shehu rashum laAvdus, v'hu ovdo, zehu avdus gamor. So the Maral goes on to say that this is a much more complete package of an eved. So this is what the Dam Pesach and the Dam Milah both represent. It's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only am I signing up for it, but I'm acting, right? It's like that sign we have in school, we're not just marching, we are doing, right? We're not just saying, Hashem, I'm on the team, but what, you never seen that with the when the seniors went to Israel. There was this big thing in the papers. We have in one of the, it's on one of the boards in the school. Whatever it is. Anyway, we're not just marching, so we're saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm not just going to Bris Milah, but I'm mamish acting and I'm doing and I'm doing the right thing. So I saw something really cool from the Sefer. It's Haggadah of Rav Reuven Sisson, who's a Rav in Israel. His farmer called Be'or Penecha. So he says here, beautifully, and many of this farm point this out, I've seen this in several Haggadahs, that the Bris Milah and Karban Pesach are unique in the sense that they're the only mitzvos we have that if a person doesn't do it, they don't perform those mitzvos, they're chayiv karis, which is not, you know, regular. We don't normally have, you don't do a mitzvah, so it's not good, obviously. But you're not chayiv karis, but dafka by a Karban Pesach and Bris Milah, you're going to be chayiv karis. And we know that what is karis? Karis is disconnecting a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. You're cut off, you don't have children, there's no more family, like, you're completely disconnected. So he says, from what the punishment is, and I think the Rambam points this out also, you can learn what the schar for that mitzvah is as well. The Rambam writes this in Pirkei Avos, if I'm not mistaken. If these two mitzvos, one is going to receive kares for not doing it, so what do you think the schar for those mitzvos are? Your kores bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you perform bris milah, Bris Mila is for the guf, and the Karban Pesach, he writes, is shaykh to the ruach, to the spirit of a Jew. And we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like the Maharal said, we're signing up for the team. And he says, what happened? When we left Mitzrayim, we became a nation. And there was a Giloy Shechina. And he says, we, at that moment, were no longer individuals, but we became, it was the very essence of the Jewish people becoming a nation. So he says something very cool. He says, if you take a look at the halachos that govern Karban Pesach, so there are many interesting halachos that govern it. The Maharal speaks about that in different places, that it has to be with a chabura, you can't break bones, it has to be roasted, it can't be cooked. And he says, all of those halachos that govern, this is what the Maharal says, that all the halachos that govern Karban Pesach are all about ichud, about bringing things together. So you can't break things apart. You have to be part of a chabura. You can't go off by yourself and eat separately. You have to roast it, because when you roast something, what happens to the meat? It gets, you know, rougher. Whereas if you cook something, imagine if you make like a pulled brisket, right? It becomes soft and just comes apart. It falls apart. It's all about ichud and becoming one. So Rav Reuven Sisson writes that when it comes to bringing the Karban Pesach is fundamentally a Karban Yachid, but it's a unique kind of Karban Yachid in the sense that it's done with a Chabura, and it has a lot of overlap with Karbanos Tzibor. So he says something super cool. Kol Karbanos Yachid are allowed to be brought on a Bamas Yachid. So you're allowed to bring it on the individual Bamos, but a Karban Pesach is Aser Lahakrivo B'Bamas Yachid. You have to bring it B'Bamas Tzibor. Even if you're eating it by yourself, it has to still be brought on a Bamas Tzibor. This expresses the most fundamental yisod of Karban Pesach, which is different than all other karbanos. It's not a Karban Tzibor like we said. It's really an individual. And he notes there's one other type of karban that even though it's an individual bring the karban, it has to be brought on a bamas tzibor, and that's a karban chatos, when a person sins. And he goes on to explain that what happens when we sin? Usually a person sins when they're not connected to the tzibor. We know when you're poorish men at tzibor, and you try to be on your own and do things by yourself and forget about your friends and try to live your own life, so bad things end up happening. The only tikkun, says Rav Sisson, for a chet like that is to go connect back to the tzibor. So even though it's a karban yachid, you necessarily so have to what? You have to connect to the tzibor. And the same thing with Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is us saying we're no longer a bunch of individual Jews. There were lots of Yidden in the world. There were B'nai Yisrael, meaning there were Zera Yisrael, as he writes, meaning there were Jewish people in theory. They came from Yaakov Avinu. But until Yetzias Mitzrayim, we didn't become a nation. We were a group of people. But it wasn't a Kahal Adeda, an Eda Adas Yisrael. Only once we were taken Gaimi Karagai, we became a nation. And then necessarily through Karban Pesach, we were saying what? That we're all of a sudden connected to a tzibor. And that's what a bris milah does. A person is born from a Jewish mother, so yeah, the kid's a Jew. But through bris milah, like we said, l'hachniso b'vriso sh'arminu, now you're part of the tribe, you're part of the ganz klal Yisrael here. That's what Dan Pesach and Dan Milah are doing. Again, one's beguf, one is not on your guf, but they're both representative of us saying, I am part of the Jewish people. Rav Sisson goes on, we'll skip a little bit, but he goes on to discuss, and it's so beautiful how he says it, but both of these mitzvos are recognizing that you're not an individual. Both of these are mitzvos that are supposed to be symbolic for the one doing the mitzvah to recognize that I'm no longer on my own. I'm not by myself. I'm not an individual. I have an achrayus to the Jewish people. I have a relationship with the Jewish people, and I have to think about the Jewish people. Fine. There's a lot more to say, but the period's almost over, so we'll say one more idea here. This is a little bit of a different direction, but it's an important yisod for us to think about. The Shem Yishmuel, for those going to Shalvim next year, with Rav Gersh Turetsky, he's a big fan of the Shem Yishmuel, but there's an amazing, amazing yisod here. He says, we have these two mitzvos that were given in Mitzrayim. We have Karban Pesach and we have Bris Milah. In Machshava, they represent two different modes of mitzvos. The Bris Milah represents Sor Meira, as one is removing the Arla, and becoming more refined, we'll call it. Whereas the Karban Pesach is actively doing something, we'll call that Aseh Tov. Fine. Now, generally speaking, we would say Sor Meira and then Aseh Tov, just like the Pasuk says, you get rid of the bad, and then you can do good. But says the Shem Yishmuel something amazing. Ach Basher Hayu B'Mitzrayim B'Memta Shari Tumah. We were on the 49th level of Tumah, as we know. We were mamish in a bad place. We were not in a good zone, and we were just totally, We were so not shayach to Kedusha. We were so removed from Tahara. We were in a different world. Lo haya efshar lehem liyos al seder sormira kodim kanal. Says the Shem Yishmo, even though generally speaking you go sormira and asay tov, we actually did it in the opposite order in Mitzrayim. Ve'ino doma lepesach doros yisrael mikusharim bekutsha brichu. Later on, when we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more, I would say consistent and steadfast way. So then you go Mila, Sor Meira, and then Karm Pesach Asei Tov. Aval Oz Haisa, Chasra Lehem Hachiyus Dikdusha. We didn't have any sort of vibrancy or chiyus when it comes to living a life of Kedusha. Alkein Haisa Ha'itza Berishona Asiyas HaPesach. In Mitzrayim, what did we do first? First we had Karban Pesach, and then we did Bris Mila, says the Shem Yishmuel. Ve'achar Kachayu Yecholim Lamo Arlas HaGufa Arlas Nefesh. This is like the most amazing line. When a person is like in a rut, when a person is not feeling connected, when a person is feeling distant from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they've done averos, or they've done things that they shouldn't have done, or they've been missed out on mitzvah opportunities. So what happens? So we think, well, I have to get rid of all that bad stuff. I have to get rid of all the junk in my life. I have to get rid of all the garbage. And then I can begin to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the Yetzer Hara wants us to do, because he knows that the piles and piles of garbage and regret and the feelings of just like despondency are going to be so intense and so heavy on us that we're not going to be able to get to the point of Asei Tov. So says the Shem Yishmuel something awesome. He says, forget getting rid of the bad. Just do good. Just dive headfirst into Kedusha. Just start doing mitzvos. When you taste the tam of Torah, when you taste the geshmak of Torah and mitzvos and living a life of a Ben or Abbas Torah, when you feel or you taste the sweetness of Avodas Hashem, so then mamela sor meira. You can get to the place where I want to get rid of the bad. And I think sometimes in life, as parents or as teachers or people in school, whatever it may be, sometimes there's a tendency to say, let's get rid of the bad. Don't do this, don't do that. And we pull it out like, not kokores, but like, whatever. We want to say, don't do X, Y, and Z. And I always thought that, based on the Shem Yishmuel, that's not the right move. You want a kid to stop doing X, Y, and Z, don't tell him to stop doing X, Y, and Z. And the kid who's smoking, you think he knows that it's not good to smoke? So you tell him, don't smoke or don't drink? I'm not sure that has ever worked in the history of the world when someone said, hey, by the way, don't smoke pot, don't smoke cigarettes, don't drink alcohol. A kid's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll stop right now. No, that's not the move. You take him to night seder, you bring him to a mishmar, you have a fabring, and you have a kumzitz, you show him a geshmak. Learn some Torah with him and Torah's geshmak, and when he tastes the geshmak, the sweetness of Torah, so the mamela sor meira. So it's a completely different outlook when it comes to how we approach Avodas Hashem. So let's review real quick. We spoke about from the beginning the mitzvah of Bris Mila, Tzvei Dinim, two components of mitzvah. There's the Maisa mitzvah, and then there's the Chalos, the effect that it has on a person. We quoted the Medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that says that we were taken out Bischus, Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, like we saw from that Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us those two mitzvahs. Why Dafka, those two mitzvahs? What do they represent? The Maharal talks about how it's the Chosim, it's signing up, I'm signing on a free agency, and then the actual Karm Pesach is me saying, I'm going to go Viter, and I'm actually going to be the player now. This is my first game, so to speak, that I'm playing. That's the Karban Pesach. We quoted from Reuven Sasson how it represents that I'm no longer a Yachid anymore, but rather that's me connecting to the entire Jewish people. That's why it's a Karban Yachid, but it's really a Karban Tzibor. That's why it's Lahachnisa Bevriso Shal Avram Avinu. Yes, you were born from a Jewish mother, but now you're actually part of Klal Yisrael. And then we quoted this last idea of Sor Meira and Asei Tov, but when you're so steeped in the Ra, forget about getting rid of Ra, just do good, and good things will happen. So we'll hold it here. Everybody have a great Shabbos.